deadly weapons, they're deadly as can be. And in that boiling desert, they're aimed at you and me. They can strike with little warning and tear your life to shreds. And if we don't disarm them, we all will end up dead. Iraq has deadly weapons, and they're faster than before. They burn and choke and pulverize. They fly from shore to shore. They can kill you in an instant. I've seen the way they work, and at the back end of the barrel, a killer is sure to learn. Iraq has deadly weapons. To have them is a crime, as they slowly become larger with the passing on of time. I can see them making chaos in a foreign city sky, poison gassing villages and making widows cry. Iraq has deadly weapons, they watch the people mourn. And all those starving children are lucky they were born, because life is just a joke here to the ones who make the plans. They'd kill you in an instant if you challenge their command. Iraq has deadly weapons, they've been bragging of their might, but you may never see them, 'cause they keep them out of sight. And if the news gets near enough to photograph the dead, the networks will not air them. They'll lie to you instead. Iraq has deadly weapons, and in the wake of an attack, if a nuke is somehow fired, we'll just have to nuke them back. So as the world grows safer and the terror code is raised, I'll fight this fight forever and dream of better days. Iraq has deadly weapons, but not the ones you think. They aren't owned by Saddam Hussein or an Al-Qaeda link. They're positioned in that desert to take your life away, and the killers at the trigger will probably never pay. Iraq has deadly weapons, and the newspapers agreed. They had a mushroom cloud on the front page. It was genocide indeed. Money, murder, power, it wasn't hard to see. And the burning Baghdad skyline looked like New York to me. Iraq has deadly weapons, and they murder every day. Their DU shells and helicopters, tanks and green berets. And the military generals who need to be replaced are in both Iraq and the United States. Iraq has deadly weapons. You may think it's all a joke, but as the bodies of our loved ones vanish in the smoke, the violence will escalate. More flowers for the dead. I hope these killers realize the path they've paved ahead. Iraq has deadly weapons, but they weren't there before. They were placed there by your government when they started this war. And they surely will remain there until our dying day, unless the people of this country rise and throw